You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, you make a case that the biggest news around the Nationals in the past week was not an actual active transaction, not a new trade. It was the acquisition of a guy that they knew they were getting, which was Trey Turner. First of all, for people who may not know, what kind of player is Turner?
Well, Turner is a top-of-the-order bat, great defensively. He was drafted by the Padres in the first round of last year. And Mike Rizzo was able to make this trade during the offseason. He's part of that three-team deal that sent Steven Souza, for example, to the Rays. And he is expected to be the starting shortstop by next year. He doesn't have the power like Ian Desmond, but he can really get on base. He's hitting over 320 this year alone. He's been hitting ever since he arrived to the big league, to the minor league. So I'm expecting him to be in big league camp next year and to get that starting job.
Turner is a guy, I mean, he played in one of the best college leagues in the country. He played in the ACC. He was a teammate of Carlos Rodon's, and was a really elite college player. So it's not really a surprise that he sort of hit the ground running in the minor leagues. But he made the jump from low A to double A this year and has just kept hitting. What are the short-term plans for him? Is he going to stay in double A for the foreseeable future? Could he make his way to triple A sooner than later? How do they intend to handle Turner between now and next spring?
Well, what the Nationals are hoping for, from what I understand, is they want him to go. He started with double A Harrisburg, and hopefully towards the end of the season he could hit triple A Syracuse. But I'm going to tell you something, Matthew. I would not be surprised if Turner received a call-up this year. It would not surprise me. And I'm telling you, he's really that good, and they really think highly of him.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. If you think a guy is going to be your starting shortstop next year, doesn't it make some sense to just get him that face time, get him around the big league club, get him up there, get him comfortable, and take advantage of that September window? You don't even necessarily have to play him, but take advantage of that September window and get a guy sort of getting a view, particularly a guy coming into the organization, never been in the organization before this week, to get him a feel of how things are done in the Washington clubhouse.
Oh, I think there's no question about it. Mike Rizzo doesn't hesitate to do something like that. It would not surprise me to see him there, even if Ian Desmond is there. I mean, I really believe that he would get the call-up this year. Now, I know that Jim Bowden made the prediction that he would be in the big leagues by August 1st, which he's indicating that Desmond would be traded. But I don't think that will happen. I think he'll be a late season call-up, and he'll just, take it from there.
Speaking of Desmond, he was, until very recently, mired in a pretty rough slump of about 2 weeks. Last two games, he's got three hits. He's drawn a walk. Seems like maybe there's some reasons to be encouraged. You see signs that maybe he's starting to turn the corner a little bit?
I think so. I just think he's just trying too hard. I think he's trying to, I think he's becoming a free agent after this year. He's not coming back. He's not going to come back. And I think he's trying to show that he can be the player that he's always been the last, 4 or 5 years. And I think he will get it together. There's no question in my mind. All he needs is the Nationals giving him encouragement, keep playing, and then just take it from there.
You got off to that really rough start defensively. What have you seen from him over recent weeks as he tries to get back in to where he's been, which is a pretty solid defensive shortstop in the past?
Matthew, he's still up and down. He made an error last yesterday, in fact, that cost him the game. And why he's making these errors, I have no idea. People think it's mental, but I don't know. He's been doing this for quite some time now. I mean, this dates back to like a few years back, maybe like his second year in the league. So I don't know why he gets up to these slumps and then he gets it going after a while, but why this year? I have to assume what everyone else is saying. You know, it's a mental thing, you know, because he can really get the job done when things are going well.
To turn to the rotation, Doug Fister returns tonight. Sounds like Steven Strasburg will be coming back soon. Is it as simple as those two guys come in and Roark goes back to the bullpen, or is there any kind of difficult question with, given that Roark's given them some nice starts and that Gio Gonzalez still is not entirely sorted out?
Well, I don't think there's a simple, I think it's easy to figure out. I think, Roark will go back to the bullpen. Joe Ross will be sent to the minor leagues, and Joe Ross did a great job, too. So I don't know. I mean, it's too bad that those two have to leave the rotation because they've done a good job. Gio has been inconsistent. Why that is, I have no idea. And, he can't seem to find the strike zone at all. So hopefully in his next start he can get it done. But hopefully the rotation will be back to normal with Fister back and Strasburg back. And I tell you, I hope they can keep it up because they really need the wins now.
You mentioned Joe Ross, and he turned in a couple of really nice starts. Pretty highly regarded prospect. Did he open eyes in his brief cup of coffee here?
Yes, there's no question. I think he started opening eyes in the minor leagues. He did very well there. And then to see him go eight innings against the Brewers, wow, I mean, that surprised everybody. And I think, too, by next year, he will be in that rotation because I don't expect Fister to be back, nor Jordan Zimmermann. So there's no question that he's going to be a top candidate to be in that rotation next year.
What kind of upside does he have long term?
Well, I mean, the guy can throw strikes. I mean, the guy can go deep in a game based on what I saw, and he doesn't get flustered whenever he gives up runs. So I'm impressed by what I've seen, and hopefully, he can keep it going the rest of the year, either in the minor leagues or in the major leagues.
We talked about first base last week and how it would kind of be a mix and match to some extent, and that's kind of what it's looked like. Do you have any more read, or do you think it's any clearer what they're going to do without Ryan Zimmermann than maybe it was a week ago?
Well, the last time I spoke to you, I said that Tyler Moore was going to see a lot of playing time, and surprisingly, he has not. So far, I think we're going to see a platoon between Danny Espinosa and Clint Robinson, and those two guys have done very well whenever they put in the lineup. And besides, too, Clint Robinson has some power from the left side. He's really impressive off the bench. So I think we're going to see more Clint Robinson and more of, Danny Espinosa at first base the rest of the way until Zimmermann gets back.
Espinosa's really having a heck of a year, and it's in nearly every way. He's hitting for power. He's striking out less. He's walking more.
Yes.
What are you seeing from him? What has allowed him to be not only more effective, but to some extent almost a different kind of hitter than he's been?
He looks more relaxed out there. He's not in a panic anymore. He's not blaming other people for his problems like he did the previous 2 years. Believe it or not, he's the type of guy that would blame others, even reporters, for his problems. So that's the change I see in him. And I think he made an effort. The biggest thing was the strikeouts. I think he vowed not to strike out as much like he did the previous two or three years. So I think that's the difference. He's cutting down his strikeouts, and he's going the other way a lot more from the left side. That's the biggest thing I noticed that he's doing now. He's not going for power every time he's at the plate. So I'm really happy for him.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.